Hey guys, so we've been reading a book which has been really great on stress.
Yeah, so it's called Is It Worth Dying For by Robert S. Elliott. I found it for a dollar at the thrift store.
And ironically, he was a heart surgeon who was going around talking about heart health and he had a heart attack.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then he was only 42, so he ended up writing this book, and it's all about managing stress, living a life free of stress, and also, like, everybody has stress, so how do you use stress to work for you?
Mm-hmm. And we've all heard of that, like, fight, flight, or freeze response to stress. And the part that really stood out that we read the other night was anger. So anger is a fight response. And we were just like, oh my gosh, this is the outrage, the news, conservative news outrage.
He actually said that. He said, like, watching TV news, mm-hmm. and this was in the 70s, which is wild, but he said when people watch news and it makes them angry and they can't do anything about it, they end up internalizing that, and that emotion that should have an action is internalized and ends up destroying your organs, mm-hmm. and killing you.
Yeah. Or you lash out to what you can control. You lash out in your relationships, you lash out in your work, because this is the scale that we can act. You know, so Jesus, when he got angry, he made a whip and he acted out, right? So anger demands an outlet, and we either stuff it down or we let it out on what we can control, what our scale actually is. And so, you know, it's been a real hard thing for a lot of people to understand when we say this of, like, stop watching conservative news. It's like, oh, Scott, that's outrageous. You know, and it's like, we've got to stay informed. You know, and it's like, okay, we understand where you're coming from. But Washington, D.C. is not informed. You know, you have no power over Washington. Chaps, none of us are ever going to have, a majority of us are never going to have power over Washington, D.C. And even when you do, you know, look at the Donald. Even when you do have power, like, everything is working against you. Like, you're not going to change anything, bucko. The only thing you can change is your own life, your own relationships, your own work. And so that's the great freedom of life, when you finally tune out of news, of outrage, of anger at things you cannot control, to things that you can control. It's okay to get angry. Anger is, it's like, in your anger, do not sin. So anger means I need to do something. If you're angry at work, well, you need to have a conversation. If you're angry in your marriage, you need to have a conversation. Things need to change. If you're angry at church, like, you either need to leave that church or have a hard conversation, and things need to change.
There needs to be an action. There yep. has to be some sort of thing, yep. or you're going to end up carrying all of that stress in your body and it will destroy you.
And that's why we say conservative news is even worse than liberal news. Because we can watch liberal news and be like, oh yeah, it's not for us. It's the other side. It's the other team.
And, like, of course, CNN is a joke.
Yeah.
Like,
but, and here's, liberals look at CNN and they're like, Orange Man bad, and they get all angry. And then they go and do something, right? They go and burn something down, or they go and picket, or they go shout at you in a shop. Or they go and, you know, if they say Orange Man bad, this business is run by Christians and it's bad, then they never shop there again. like, their consciences are clean.
Or they get them canceled.
Yeah, they get them canceled, right? They've done something with their anger, and so they're clean. They're, oh, I've done something with my anger. Conservatives don't do this. You know, conservatives don't act out the way that liberals do. We're a different culture. We're a different people. And so that's why I say we've got to be building something positive, right? So if you are a conservative news head watching this, you need to be giving a positive vision rather than spotlighting what the enemy are doing, spotlighting what they, how great that, you know, this is the classic demoralization of an army. You know, the number one Sun Tzu art of war tactic to defeat an enemy is to not fight them. You give either disinformation or demoralization. If you can get the other side to start singing praises about how great you are, you know, like, they're not going to want to fight you. Like, oh, Goliath, he's killed 10,000. Goliath is so strong. You won't believe how outrageous Goliath is. You won't believe how Goliath wants to come and kill you in your sleep. You won't believe. And then all the Israelites are, they're afraid and they run away. And, you know, they've basically won the battle. The Philistines have won the battle because everyone's so afraid. Because they've been listening to conservative news talk about Goliath. Whereas for us, it's like, wait, where's all of our Davids? Where's our fearless men? What are our people doing? Like, you won't believe how wholesome all these families are. You won't believe how wholesome all of these businesses and churches and like, there's so much going on that is so positive that you can look at it and be like, wow, life is amazing. Thank you, Lord. Like, we are winning. We are so winning. But so many of us are like Elijah. We're going off to a cave, you know, our TV in a cave. And we're like, Lord, I'm the only one. You know, our family is the only family left. Our church is the only church left. Our local area is the only local area left. You know, what are we going to do? We're so alone. And it's like, God is saying, no, there's 7,000 times more people who have not bowed the knee or kissed the ring of Baal. Like, it's so pumped how many people there are doing great stuff, but you wouldn't know it because the conservative news are not focusing on it. They're focusing on the enemy.
And I'd say, ironically, those are the people, it's like, well, this is what the Bible predicted. End times are going to be terrible. Like, and using that, which is even more demoralizing of like, we're losing. Like, yeah. That's basically what they're saying. Like, yeah. The Bible said we're gonna look like we're losing. It's like, we're not losing.
Yeah.
Look at the number of people that are now shopping at Azure that weren't 2 years ago, which could be frustrating because we're like, wow, everyone's buying from Azure. They're out
but again,
all the time.
That emotion leads you to do something like, oh, we need to start more businesses like this. You know, if things are getting frustrating, it's like, well, what's the solution?
Yeah.
You know, the other
keep
thing,
building.
The other thing is homeschooling. Like, the numbers of homeschoolers are like through the roof. It's like, great, people are doing stuff, right?
So then homeschool numbers are growing. Let's platform what homeschool co-ops, communities, what are they doing?
Yeah.
How are they doing things? Like, let's showcase all of the people that have taken their kids out of public school,
yeah,
rather than what a lot of these conservative people do is showcase what is still happening in the public school, which,
yeah,
anyone who watches these conservative news should know by now, or should have by now, taken their children out of public school.
And what's the number one fear of ladies not homeschooling is they feel like they're not good enough. So it's like, well, as a conservative news person, you can start showing how did this like positive testimony, right? Oh yeah, I never thought I could homeschool. Now I'm homeschooling. And do that 1,000 times. Every woman's going to be like, oh, if they can homeschool, I can homeschool. And then what's another one is like, well, I don't know what curriculum to use. Well, go start spotlighting all these curriculums. Give positive testimony. It's the same with local businesses, right? It's like, you won't believe what Walmart have done and what Starbucks are doing and how evil Amazon is and all this stuff. And it's like, okay, so what are the alternatives? Like, what are the positives? And so we just really want to encourage you guys. Here's the biggest deal with stress and anger is that it's so high level that we have no control over it. And so we feel anxiety, we feel anger and frustration, and we bottle it in, or we lash out where we can control. It's like, no, cut all that stuff out. Be very diligent, mute it, block it, unfollow it, and focus on, you know, if you really want to be informed, follow your local sheriff on Twitter, follow your local school board if you're still involved in that, follow your town council. Who are all your local businessmen? Follow them. Like, that should be who you're being informed by. You know, follow your local church, follow the other moms, or follow the other people in your trade or your business network. That's where you want to be informed, because now if something comes up in your feed, what you're feeding on, you're like, wow, I'm outraged. You won't believe what happened to John the other day. Well, now you can phone John and be like, hey, John, how can I help? And now you're doing something, and the rage is now being released into a clean conscience, and you're doing something positive in your community.
This is one of our most controversial topics. There is this addiction to conservative news because they fool you into thinking that you are doing something by watching them, whereas the main thing you're doing is keeping them in business and making them money, which is what they need, which is why they continue to outrage. Because if they got you focused on your local area and what's happening around you and within your circle, you wouldn't need them anymore. And they need the views. They need your emails to stay connected. They need your money. And so it's this weird addiction
outrage, yeah,
that they keep you looped in, and they fool you by saying we're keeping you informed. And
they're keeping you misinformed. They're,
yeah,
keeping you demoralized. And then you're like, well, I'm so demoralized. I hope he's fighting for me. I hope she's fighting for me. And it's like, no, like, you've got so many amazing things happening right where you are, start focusing on the good. Start focusing on how you're winning. Start focusing on how your people, your tribe, your local people in place are crushing, are winning. You know, you want to be so connected locally. You know, that's the other thing. We're all so lonely. We're also disconnected because we're watching Washington, D.C. You know, we're so disconnected from local to be out in the global. And so we feel lonely and angry, and I can't do anything, and my life is meaningless. And so when you come back to local, this is the cool thing. If you start following your local sheriff or your local reps or your local council or your local businesses, you can now start a real life relationship online, because let's face it, we are online. Online is real life. You know, people are like, online's not real life. Like, it is. We're all real people behind a screen to each other. But now you can take that online life into real face-to-face life. Like, oh yeah, I follow that business, I follow that politician, I follow that church, I follow that mom or that business tradesman or whatever.
And use that to be connected with your tribe.
Yeah.
Like, you may not live in the same area, but how many people have we met from those platforms?
Yep. Yep. Real life. Everything is doom and gloom out there, so we block it. We block it, we mute it, we unfollow it. We're so pumped about our life. We're so pumped about our friends' lives. You know, you call up your friend, you're like, hey, what's going on, man? And like, you know, you get off the phone, you're like, wow, like, my friends are crushing, you know? You look at your local area and you go into a business and it's like, wow, this business is really doing well, you know? And we cut out all the stuff out there that's just doom and gloom and, oh my gosh, life is terrible. And we're all, it's like, we don't care. Mute, block, unfollow. We're following this, like, what is our local area?
And I think this is why we hit on this so much. It might be like, why do you guys keep talking about conservative news? I think we talk about this so much because for me, like, I enjoy Instagram. I like interacting with people on Instagram. It's fun. However, unfortunately, a lot of the people that do have a lot of our same values end up resharing these conservative media people into their stories. And it's like, ugh, like, I don't unfollow you because I like you and you're wholesome, but I really wish you'd quit sharing these things because I don't care. Like, I don't care what Ali Beth Stuckey is doing or thinking. And what's unfortunate is I feel like those things, they get the clicks.
Chickens.
Oh my gosh, cute. I feel like those things get the clicks. So that's why people outrage. And another thing with the whole being informed thing, I don't feel like it's a constant need to be informed once you are informed. In 2019, we read Rodney Howard Brown's two books, Killing Uncle Sam and Killing the Planet.
Highly recommended.
It's so good. Like, it opened our eyes to so much history. And he has sources at the bottom of every page. Like, you can look up everything that he has referenced, and it's true. And
it hits you, and it's like, whoa. Like, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's far worse. And then at the end, it's like, now act.
Yeah.
Now put this all away. You've read it. You know what's out there. You know what's happened.
That's why we deleted our Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. It was after we read his books that we were like, what is something? Because we were like, what is something we can do? Like, we can't. Because at first it was demoralizing.
Yeah.
It was like, we've been lied to. And now it's like, okay.
Positive
we
version.
Are, again, we are angry. Like, we are mad that we've been lied to. First thing we did was to stop our Amazon Prime membership. Got a local bank. Like, we started thinking, what are the things that we can do? And then in 2021, we were like, we're only shopping locally. Like, we went to the extreme just to see if we could do it.
Yeah.
We were like, we are cutting out Kroger. We're cutting
out. But that extremity matched our anger.
Yeah. Totally. And it was good. It was like, we can do this. We can stop shopping at all of these huge places.
Yeah. And now that we're doing that, we don't need to go back and read that book again. We don't need to go back and keep listening to the reasons why we should be fearful and angry and why you need to prepare.
And all the bad things that are coming down the pipe. It's like, we know bad things are going on. It has always been this way since the late 1800s.
Since the fall of Adam.
Yeah, true. It's always been bad. There's always been bad people in high up places.
Yeah.
And what are we doing to build our life in a way that we are not impacted by that?
Yeah.
And do we believe God is good and that he is our vindicator, he is our protector, he is our provider, he is our promoter, and resting in that.
Yeah. Yeah, so praise God. We bless you guys. What are you pumped about? What are you working on? You guys need to have a dream board with God. Like, Lord, here's where I need miracles. Here's where I need your help. You know, here's the things I'm hoping for and trusting for and building toward that I can work.
And keeping that vision in front of you. Mm-hmm. Instead of putting your vision on the feed of crazy, like, keep your vision on what you're aiming for, what you're going for.
Yeah, it's a really great one is, you know, we're not going to get away from it. So many of us are addicted to scrolling a feed. So at least tailor your feed to be toward your vision. You know, if you want a healthy family, then have healthy families come up on your feed. If you're building a business, have that specific work or that business or that trade or that niche come up in your feed. You know, if you're trying to solve one thing in your life, have positive testimonies of that one thing come up on your feed. And that's what you want to focus on. So we bless you guys. Praise God. We're crushing. We're winning. Everything out there, laugh at it. Laugh at the days to come because God is laughing. You know, because why? We're crushing at our local area.
Yeah.
So get on the phone with your friends. Ask them for their positive testimonies. Like, hey, what's going on in your life? Share some good news with me. You need to share good news with other people. That's the other thing you can do on your feed. Share good news. Don't be a victim merchant. Don't be a despair merchant. Yeah. Share good news. You know, find good news. Find things to be thankful for. Yeah. So praise God.
Yeah, and with that, like, find the testimonies that you're hoping for. Who's doing the things that you want to do? When I talked about this in the single video, like, when I was single, I tried to find wholesome marriage stories because I'm like, that's the vision. That's what I want. And now that we are looking for a place to live, we've been like, again, refollowing Bryce Langston, like living big in a tiny house, just because there's so many testimonies and stories of people and how they got off the grid or how they, like, there's just so many good stories. Mm-hmm. So it's out there. Good stories are out there. We need to curate our feeds so the good stories show up for us.
Yeah. Praise God.
And God bless you and your families and your local town.
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please leave us a review. And if you want to follow along on YouTube, our channel is Scott and Kelly. And my Instagram page is Home with Kelly, Kelly with an I. Thanks so much. And we hope you have a blessed day.